Hey there, and welcome back to the Leadership Break. I'm Paula Chapoulis, leadership and mental health coach, and your companion in the messy, meaningful work of leading with heart. Season one asked us to pause. We redefined success, named imposter syndrome out loud, made room for grief, and practiced the hard conversations that really build trust. We learned that leadership isn't a title. It's how we show up when we're tired, hopeful, unsure, and still willing. This season, we're going deeper. Season two is called Quiet Power, Leading Through the Middle. It's for the stretch of leadership no one prepares you for when you're not brand new, not done, and still carrying a lot that no one sees. We'll talk invisible labor, sustainable energy, courage when confidence falters, mentoring without a pedestal, and knowing when you've outgrown the role. I also hope to bring in a few thoughtful guests who've led through pivots, loss, and their own quiet victories. So take a breath. You don't have to do this alone. Season two begins now. New episodes twice a month. Subscribe and come with me. So hey, welcome to season two. This season is all about quiet power and leading through the middle. It's really this stretch that we're just not prepared for. Like, you tend to do a lot of work at the beginning of your leadership role, and then you kind of hit this middle ground where you're just figuring things out and plodding along. And nobody really prepares you for that. And I want to focus at least quite a few episodes on that topic. And, you know, the thing here is that you're still showing up. You're doing what needs to be done. But the newlywed phase has kind of lost its luster. And you're not quite in that place where you're feeling really settled in your role. But you're just in that middle place. So today I want to start with a topic that comes up a lot in coaching conversations and maybe in your mind too. And that is balance. We hear it all the time. I hear it all the time. We hear it everywhere, right? Work-life balance, balanced priorities, striking the right balance between service and self-care. Balance as the gold standard of leadership success. But here's the thing I've come to believe. There isn't such a thing as balance. Balance actually isn't the goal. It's a myth. And chasing it might actually harm us more and make us more overwhelmed and not less. So I often think of it as pots on a stove. When one pot needs more attention, you move it to the front and another to the back. You look after the one in the front a bit more and stir it more often. And it's kind of like that with our priorities. Sometimes certain priorities require more attention from us, and we're moving our pots around the stove. So let me tell you a story. A leader I recently worked with, and this could be a number of leaders I've recently worked with, but we'll call her Julia. She came into a session feeling like she was failing. She said, "I just can't seem to get the balance right. I'm either behind on work or behind in my life, and I feel like I'm failing at it all." Does this sound familiar? I know I've felt it before. She wasn't lazy. She wasn't disorganized. She wasn't unmotivated. She was carrying way too much and trying to juggle it all evenly. So I asked a different question. What do you need to carry right now? And what are you carrying because you think you should? And that word should, whenever you hear it, I invite you to just pause and reflect what you just said when you say, "I should have done that," or "I should have done this," or "I should do this," or whatever. And in the business of coaching and therapy, it's often referred to as shoulding all over yourself. So I'll ask you, what are you carrying because you believe a good leader would? What weight do you pick up out of guilt or fear or habit? And what can you gently set down, even just for this season? Here's the truth. Balance implies symmetry, equal weights on all sides. But leadership isn't symmetrical, and neither is life. Some seasons are heavier, some roles demand more, and sometimes what looks like imbalance is actually alignment. Alignment that you are living a life that you value. So instead of striving for balance, I want to offer a different goal, clarity and choice. So think about that, clarity and choice. You always get to choose. And clarity, often when I think about clarity and what I share with people is that clarity comes from engagement, from doing something, from moving toward a goal or taking some action. So clarity and choice. What matters most right now? What aligns with your values? What deserves your presence, not just your productivity? This is the work of grounded leadership, of quiet power. Here's a simple practice to try this week. So the first thing I invite you to try is to make a list of everything you feel responsible for, big or small. I would also encourage you to ask yourself, if you feel like you've written it all down, just ask yourself, what else? What else? Make your mind think about all the different things. You might be really surprised, or maybe you won't be surprised. The second thing, then, is to circle the items that are non-negotiable for this season of your life. What is the most important for this season, or this time, or this month, or this quarter, whatever you want to refer it to? And then star the ones that give you energy or joy. And then gently put a line through what can wait or be delegated or released. And this really isn't about walking away from your responsibilities. It's about honoring your capacity. So balance may always be just out of reach, but clarity and choice, those are always available, even in the mess, even in the middle. You don't have to carry it all. You just have to carry what matters most now. So this has been the Leadership Break. I'm so glad you're here for season 2. New episodes drop twice a month through May. Next time, we'll explore the invisible labor of leadership, all the emotional weight leaders carry behind the scenes. If this episode resonated with you, share it with a fellow leader. And if you'd like to reflect more deeply, you can always head to ianacoaching.com or connect with me on LinkedIn. So take a breath. You're doing better than you think. And talk to you soon.